Well, good morning, brethren. Before I start, let's make sure that your phones are off. Speaking of phones, who here likes a good Wi-Fi connection? Would anyone like an okay Wi-Fi connection? How about a poor connection? Who likes a poor Wi-Fi connection? All right, I'll ask you another question. How is your connection with God? Young people, how is your connection with God? Is it strong? Is it okay? Or is it poor? Is your connection with God as strong as how you like your Wi-Fi connection? Be honest with yourself. Brethren, we live in a culture full of technology, and us youngins like to keep up with the latest gadgets, whether it be phones, laptops, or game consoles. Unfortunately, we could become so attached to our electronics, spending hours on end with them, that we neglect time with our Creator. I've seen too many young people come and go within the church, having a great connection with their electronics, but a poor connection with God, not developing a full relationship with Him, and eventually just disconnecting from Him altogether. By not spending time with God, it leaves a void in our life that only He can fill. Yet we try to fill it with things to make us feel good, like social media, video games, YouTube, to name a few. But they only offer temporary happiness. It was not too long ago that I struggled with a video game addiction. I would play for about 4 to 6 hours a day, even up to 9 hours one time. That's 9 hours of my life gone. I knew there was a problem in my life and that my relationship with God was lacking. It was only when I reconnected with Him that He opened my eyes and saved me from the electronic enslavement I was in. And He gave me peace and joy and satisfaction therein. So brethren, young people in particular, if you're struggling with your electronics and don't know how to get spiritually back on track, here are three ways to strengthen your connection with God. The first one is through prayer. What is prayer? Prayer is a direct communication with your Creator through Christ. It summons God's supernatural powers and abilities to intervene in your everyday life. Through it, He offers protection, guidance, and knowledge to help you make wise decisions. We see in the Bible that Jesus spent time with the Father every morning. Let's turn to Mark chapter 1, verse 35. Mark chapter 1, verse 35. And in Mark chapter 1, verse 35, it says, "Now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, He went out and departed to a solitary place, and there He prayed." Connecting with God right from the start of the day gets your priorities in the right order, and it brings you in the right frame of mind. It's like saying that no matter what happens today, you're going to have the right attitude, whether you get your way or not, and you're going to live to please the Lord. Also, praying in full faith to Him and seeing answered prayers makes our bond stronger. Let's turn to James 5, chapter 13. James chapter 5, verse 13. And in James chapter 5, 13, it says, "Is any among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. I know of a friend of mine who was viciously attacked and was put in a coma. The doctor said she only had one chance of survival. So we prayed for her at church for her healing. We prayed with all our hearts, and I could just feel God's power at work in our prayers. And the next week, by God's grace, she was able to wake up and make a full recovery. Praise God. Through faithful prayer, God can work miracles in your life, and when you witness them, it will strengthen your faith in Him. So instead of connecting with electronics at the start of the day, touch bases with God. Communicate to Him through the wireless connection of prayer. By praying to Him with all your heart and faith believing, you can make your connection with Him a lot stronger. Another way to strengthen your connection with God is by reading your Bible. By reading God's Word, we grow in the knowledge of Him, who He is, His wisdom, and we have a deeper reverence for Him, to Him. Jesus Christ was well versed in the scriptures, and He used it to defend Himself against Satan and his temptations in the desert. Let's turn to Matthew 4. Matthew chapter 4, verse 1. And in Matthew chapter 4, verse 1, it says, "Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights afterwards, he was hungry. Now when the tempter came to him, he said, 'If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread.' But he answered and said, 'It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.' Then the devil took him up into the holy city, set him up on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, 'If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone.' And Jesus said to him, 'It is written, you shall not tempt the Lord your God.' Again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, 'All these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me.' Then Jesus said to him, 'Away with you, Satan. For it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve.' Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him." By reading scriptures, understanding it, and applying it in our lives, we have a deeper appreciation for God, and we can use his word to ward off Satan and his temptations. But you might say to yourself, I don't know if I have time to spend reading my Bible. So you just have to make some time. Just like how we need physical food, we also need our spiritual food. Imagine not eating for a few days. How would you feel? I know how I would feel. I get pretty hangry myself. Just like that commercial, you're not you when you're hungry. 7 days makes 1 week, but 7 days without God's word will make you weak. Spiritually, we need to read his word every day for our spiritual nourishment. Try reading at least one chapter and remember it and meditate it during the day. I like reading the book of Proverbs myself. It's a very practical book, and it's one of my favorite, if not my favorite, books of the Bible. So try reading a chapter a day. There's 30 of them in the book of Proverbs, and in a month you'll be done. The Bible is filled with knowledge. The internet might have tons of knowledge too, but it's not the life-giving kind. So rest your eyes from those screens, take a break from looking up things online, and instead look up some scriptures in the Bible. You'll be filled with his good knowledge of life and be drawn closer to him. And one last way to strengthen your connection with God is through praise to him. The scriptures are just bursting with passages of praising God. Let's turn to Ephesians 5. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 19. Ephesians chapter 9, verse 19, it says, "Speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord." Even our services here at the feast are interwoven with hymns and special music to inspire us to praise God and draw closer to Him. Because when we sing praises to God with all our hearts, we are, in fact, worshiping Him. And He loves that. Also note that praising God doesn't just include singing, but also making a joyful noise with instruments. Let's turn to Psalms 150. Psalms 150, verse 3. Psalms 150, verse 3, it says, "Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the lute and harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with string instruments and flutes. Praise Him with loud cymbals. Praise Him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord." God created us to be instruments with the ability to sing and make music. It is an important part of our worship to Him. I always used to think that hymns and praise and worship songs were exclusive to the Sabbath, but you could sing these songs to the Lord every day. You can do it at work, at home, in the shower, while driving. Paul and Silas sang hymns in jail. Jesus sang a hymn with His disciples before He got arrested. You can praise God wherever, whenever. We might enjoy listening to our iTunes, but let's get in tune of praising God through singing and instruments, and in turn making our relationship stronger in Him. In conclusion, brethren, we all like having a strong Wi-Fi connection, but we might be struggling in our relationship with our Creator. So the next time you turn on your Wi-Fi, ask yourself, how's my connection with God? Is it strong? Is it okay? Or is it poor? If it's not strong, remember these three ways how to strengthen that connection. Pray to God, read His word daily, and praise Him. Have a 5G connection with Him, not some dial-up connection.